Leil Slichos Tavshin Pei, almost Tavshin Pei Aleph. As we spoke about on Thursday night, on the one hand, maybe this is the hardest Yomim Noraim for us to get ready for. We're so tarud. There's so many other things on our minds. Until this moment, we're still tarud. We have no idea what's going to be tomorrow. We have no idea what's going to be next week, the following week. But Mitzad Sheni, as we mentioned, maybe it's the easiest Yomim Noraim to get ready for. We've been feeling it for months. We've been feeling Malchios. We've been feeling helpless, not knowing, feeling our basar vadumness, feeling that it's not up to us. But it's almost Rosh Hashanah. A week from today, a week from tonight is the second night. And let's talk for a moment about Rosh Hashanah, about the first step. We spoke about this many years ago. Well, let's review it. Rosh Hashanah, as we know, are the first 2 days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and yet they have a very different feel and a very different prayers. The tefillos are very different than the rest of the days of Tshuva. There's even a controversy in the poskim whether we should skip the first line of Avinu Malkeinu on Rosh Hashanah, because you're not supposed to mention chet on Rosh Hashanah. There's no vidui. We stay away from that. And the question is, it's Aseres Yemei Tshuva. It's the first 2 days. Some have the minhag of learning a perek of Rambam, Hilchos Tshuva. Right? Not by accident, though, there are 10 prakim in Hilchos Tshuva of the Rambam. And usually we say, okay, after Rosh Hashanah, let's start. Oh, we're already on day three. So we're running late. So what is it? What tshuva is there of Rosh Hashanah? Isn't tshuva vidui? Isn't tshuva saying what I did wrong? That's the Rambam says, kishiyasa tshuva chayav lezvados. So what exactly is step one, which we need to get ready for starting tonight, if we haven't gotten ready for it yet over the past few weeks? So the Gemara tells us in Maseches Kiddushin, Gemara that we all are familiar with, the Gemara says on Daf Mem Tes that one is allowed to get married on condition, any condition that I want, as long as it's possible. Almanas, that it rains tomorrow. Almanas, that this happens. Almanas, she'ani tzadik. Harei ha-mekudeshes li almanas she'ani tzadik. Says the Gemara, afilu rosh ha-gamur. Even if somebody is totally wicked, he hasn't done a mitzvah in his life, mekudeshes. Machlokes safik vadai. Let's assume the Rishonim vadai. You're married. Why? He's a Rasha. What do you mean? Almanas she'ani tzadik. The condition was not fulfilled. He's not a tzadik. Mekudeshes. Says the Gemara, Shema hir her tshuva bedaita. Maybe he had an epiphany. Maybe for a moment he had a thought of tshuva, and therefore his condition was fulfilled. And ask all the Achronim, the Minchas Chinuch, and many others, what is the Gemara talking about? He didn't do tshuva. He didn't change his actions. Shema hirher, so if he was baharher, so what? How does that change anything? And the answer is because it's the first step. The Gemara doesn't say Almanas she'ani bal tshuva gemura. He's not a bal tshuva gemura, but he's a tzaddik. Because what's a tzaddik? What's the first step? Is deciding that I need to do something. Rearranging the thoughts in my life so I realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the center of my life. Not me, not the government, not the health minister. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the center of my life. It's the decision. before any tshuva process, or I shouldn't say before, at the beginning of any tshuva process comes the decision that I want to be different, that I want to be better, even before I do anything or change anything. If I'm going the wrong way on the highway, I first have to realize, oh, I'm going the wrong way. Let me find the nearest exit. If I don't take that moment, then nothing's going to change. That first moment is the step, because it gives us a new direction. We mentioned years ago the amazing thought of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach based on the Maharal. Shlomo Zalman notes that in just a couple of days, about a little more than 2 weeks, on Yom Kippur, we'll come to shul, we'll be dressed in white, be trying to act like angels, trying to be like angels, and we'll say Shema, and we'll scream out, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Li'olam Va'ed, because after all, Malachim. And yet, 25 hours later, when we daven Ma'ariv, right after being in shul all day, after we've been cleansed, after we are a new leaf, unbelievable, Ma'ariv, right after the Ilah, we all screamed out, Hashem Hu Elokim. And then what happens? We whisper, Baruch Shem Kavod. Esther Shlomo Zalman, shouldn't it be the opposite? At the beginning of Yom Kippur, where we're still full from the Sudam of Sekes, we're not uncomfortable yet, we're not cleansed yet, we haven't said Al Chait 10 times yet, so then we should whisper. But afterwards, we should scream out, Baruch Shem Kavod. Says Shlomo Zalman, it's a Maharal. The Maharal of Parshas Vayetze, where the Maharal notes that when Yaakov Avinu has his dream, and the Pasuk says that Malachim are Olim V'Yardim, he saw angels going up and down the ladder, Olim V'Yardim, and asked Rashi implicitly, Olim V'Yardim, shouldn't it be Yardim V'Olim? That's Malachim usually are in Shamayim, that's their home turf. So the Malachim should come down and then up. What do you mean, Olim V'Yardim? So explains the Maharal, and he asks the same question at the end. I'm sorry, I skipped a step. So that's why, says the Rashi, the Malachim going up are the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael that are leaving him. Olim V'Yardim. And after they leave, because he's heading out to Chutz La'aretz, then the Malachim of Chutz La'aretz, the Malachim that accompany us wherever we go, the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael are going up, the Malachim of Chutz La'aretz are coming down. And the last pasuk of the Parsha, Machanoim, he meets two camps of Malachim, the Malachim of Chutz La'aretz are going up, the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael are coming back down. Beautiful! We're always accompanied by Malachim. Ask the Maharal, where did Yaakov Avinu have this amazing dream? Yerushalayim, Beit El, Be'er Sheva, one of those places, the Ramban talks about it. But somewhere in Eretz Yisrael. Ask the Maharal, why were the Malachim leaving already? Where were they going? He wasn't at the border yet. Right? He was in the middle of Eretz Yisrael. Why are the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael leaving him already? The Malachim of Chutz La'aretz are coming down. Says the Maharal, a person's spiritual state is not dependent on position, but on direction. It's not where we are, but where we're going to, and where we want to be. And even if we're not there yet, if we really want it, if we really dream of it and focus on it, at that moment, that's what Hashem looks at. Like the Rambam's Lashon in Hilchos Tshuva, remember, full Tshuva is when the Yodea Talumos, when Hashem could testify that we'll never do it again. We all do it again. No, at that moment, we're inspired and we say, I'm not going to do it again. I'm going to try my best. That's my direction. Says of Shlomo Zalman, going into Yom Kippur. Yeah, we're full from the Suda Mafsekes. We're not uncomfortable yet. But what's on our mind? What are our thoughts? We're thinking about Yom Kippur. 25 hours later, as great of Yom Kippur as we had, we're human. And during Ma'ariv, there are other things on our minds. Hope the food's ready when I get home. That's what we are. That's why we scream out Baruch Shem at the beginning, because our mind, our direction is pure. Our direction is on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though we haven't done anything yet. It's the thought. It's the decision. It's the rut zone. It's the hope and the dream, even before the actuality. And there's even a story about this in the Gemara, which many are familiar with, where there was such an intense decision, it even took somebody's life. Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya, of Avodah Zarah Yud Zayin, he did every Avera of Arayos in the book. Until finally the Gemara describes he was about to do another Avera. And the woman says to him, "You are never going to do tshuva. You are so far gone." Says the Gemara, I think I brought it here. Kishem shafich hazu eino chazer aslam koma, kach Elazar ben Derdaya ein makablan oso b'tshuva. Forget it, you're never doing tshuva. And all of a sudden he said, "What am I doing?" And he calls out to the mountains, "Harimu gvaod bakshu alai rachamim." Amrulo, they say, "Sorry, we can't help you." Achanim mevakshim alecha nevakesh al atzmenu, v'chulu. Shamayim v'aretz, bakshu alai rachamim. Chama v'levana, bakshu alai rachamim. Kochavim u'mazalos. He's asking everything. What does it mean? The stars, the moon. Tosfos talks about it, but he needs help, and all of a sudden he realizes there's no one, no other power out there that could help him. Amar, he says to himself, "Ein hadavar talui elabi. It's up to me. It's only up to me." Hiniach rosho bein birka v'ga'a bibchia achi yatsa nishmasa. He cried and he cried. He cried his heart out. He cried his life out. And Rebbe cried and said, "Yesh koneh ba'olam v'sha'a achas." He gained his olam haba in a moment. What did he do in that moment? He didn't change his life. He wasn't in so many positions and didn't do it. He didn't do vidui. What did he do? He decided, "I want to change my life." He decided, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the focus of my life. I need to be in that direction. I need to get on the right bus. I need to focus my life. That's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is not about going through the litany of Averos and focusing on Pratim. Rosh Hashanah is not about focusing on everything that we did wrong. Those are symptoms. That's not the root of the illness. We all are symptomatic. In these days, we, Rahman al-Islam, know what these words mean. We're all symptomatic of not having HaKadosh Baruch Hu enough as the central focus of my life. We don't think about Him enough. We don't recognize Him. I talk personally. How often do we listen to the news? Do we listen to these, what's going to happen and what's going to be, and they're going to close and they're not going to close, and they're going to this, and the schools, and the work, and everything. And we're like, what? We're like, Messiah, we're like, enough already. It's enough already. We got the message. It's been 6 months, and we get caught up in the yeyush, because we realize that nobody's in charge except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nobody knows what they're doing. But we also have to recognize that we have to talk to ourselves and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what He's doing. We just don't know what's going on. And we have to put HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the center of our lives, how hard and how torrid we are, and make the decision, and try to make the decision. I'm going to try my best, Hashem, to focus on You, to be mamlich You, like we spoke about Thursday night, to coronate Him in the days of Corona, the real king, not just the virus with the little things that look like a crown, the real coronation. To be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this time. All the generations in Shemayim are looking down upon us right now and seeing the challenges that we're going through. and he's rooting for us in these ikvas of the Mashiach time periods. And Hashem just wants our hearts. Hashem wants us to try. Hashem wants us to make the decision. Remember the thought I've mentioned, the neighbor of Kiva Eger. Again, I saw this in the neighbor of Kiva Eger in the Sefer. I never found it inside. Somebody emailed me a few months ago. Where in Kiva Eger's writings? I know where it's quoted in the neighbor of Kiva Eger. I never saw it inside. But it's not his kind of art, but I give him credit because that's what he's quoted from. The first letter of the Torah is a Bez, the last letter is a Lamed. Lave. What are the letters before the Bez and after the before the Bez and the Lamed and after the Bez and the Lamed? Bez, Aleph, and Gimel. Lamed, Kaf, and Mem. The two letters before are Aleph and Chaf. Ach. Ach is always a minimizing, a limiting. Ach balamait. What are the letters afterwards? Gimel and Mem. Gam. Gam is always Larabos. To include, to maximize, to say more. The last Mishnah in Menachos says, Echad amarbe ve'echad amamit. Ulevachi echabe libo l'shamay. Doesn't matter if somebody does more or somebody does less. If the heart's in the middle, if our heart is in there, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. The lev is in the middle of the ach and the gam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our hearts. With all the challenges and the tirdas, and the kids are all at home, and the kids are not at home, and all the Hashem understands, and parnasa questions, and who knows what's going to be. Our job is to put a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the middle, to think about Him more, to remember that that's what we're in here for. That's what our life's about. Everything that we do in life is a means. In a couple of minutes, we're going to be singing Lamancha for you. That's life. Hanashama lach, v'aguf shelach, chusa lamalach. That's life. In the great times, and in the more difficult times. In the times that we could be all in shul together in one big joyous minyan being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And at times where we have to be split up inside, outside, throughout the world. In all the situations, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be the center of our life, and that's the secret and what we have to do on Rosh Hashanah. There's a minhag I'm going to send out later by the Shem during the week. A couple of ideas, a checklist of things to be done, things that one can do to use the time Rosh Hashanah afternoon, being that for many it's going to be a longer afternoon than usual. But there is a minhag of saying the entire Sefer Tehillim. Maybe even saying it twice, one on each day. But there's a minhag. It's a day to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge and to talk to Him all day. To do what we can. To go through all the emotions and channel it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's hard. It's challenging. Hashem understands, but Hashem wants our hearts. Let us all try to make that decision. And don't have to wait till Rosh Hashanah. I gave a tish last night in yeshiva, and a Talmud came over after me. I was talking about this. He's like, why do we have to wait till Rosh Hashanah? Why? I'm so inspired. I want to make the decision right now. I'm like, go for it. You don't have to wait. Right now. It's okay. Every day, right now, in the middle of the night. When Klal Yisrael is waking up or not going to sleep. Let's be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's allow the words of the tefillah to enter our hearts, our bones, our minds. When we hear this first Kaddish in the tune of the Yomim Noraim, let's get into it. Let's realize it's the Yomim Noraim. There's never been a Yomim Noraim like this in the history of the world, where the entire world is going through something. Let's make it count. Let's make it memorable, not because of what's out of our control, but let's make it memorable based on what's in our control.
Yehi Ratzon Hashem, give us the koach and the siyata d'shmaya to prepare and to follow through with all of these emotions and thoughts and feelings. And we should be zocheh in this last week of Tavshin Pei to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu so proud and give Him such nachas that it will be gozer upon all of Am Yisrael and the entire world. A year of refuah, Yeshua, Geula, in closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for each and every one of us, individually, nationally, universally, Kein Yehi Ratzon.